can feel you dancing.
From newsounds.org and the studios of WNYC in New York, welcome to another live performance in our Soundcheck podcast series. I'm John Schaefer. The Lone Bellow builds their rootsy blend of Americana and rock around their three-part vocal harmonies. That's a sound that can be very comforting. But the trio has responded to our turbulent times now with their most expansive album yet. It has a big sonic palette that acknowledges the darkness but also offers reassurance and togetherness. The brand new album is called Half Moonlight, and it might be just what we need right now. Always great to have the Lone Bellow here in our studio. Today they're going to start us off with a song called Good Times.
All right, y'all ready?
She's always leaving early, and she always shows up late. She's a good one, still trying, lets no good time slip away. Gives a bear hug in the morning, breaks up fights outside of bars. Takes whiskey neat, coffee cheap, never lied to scars. Always wrestled down his demons with the fall of all his friends. Boasts the Bible and the Koran, has a heart of 15 men. Never wonders what you're doing, never needs the words to say. There's some good ones still trying, let's no good time slip away.
Oh, let no good time slip away.
Keep on.
Let no good time slip away.
Keep on.
Let
trying.
No good time slip away. Let no good time slip away.
She lives with an opera singer on the stage after the show. Prays the same prayer every supper, roses, cigarettes real slow. Keeps a knife inside her pocket, keeps a pen inside a coat. Keeps the words close to her heart, keeps that letter that she wrote. He can calm a newborn baby, saved his own life in a flood. Been tied up by Chinese pirates, spent the night in his own blood. Hung a hammock in the jungle, loved one woman all his days. There's some good ones still trying, let's no good times slip away.
Woo! Let no good times slip away.
Keep on.
Let no good time slip away.
Let no good time slip
away. No good time slip away.
Keep on. Only tells his stories if you stay up late into the night. Dance for rain with the Apache, had Hell's Angels on his side. Took confessions from a cardinal,
held him down, made him cry.
First one you called on, last one by your side. Hugs the soldiers in the airport, not one for long goodbyes. He's not afraid of crying, ever wanted to look for praise. There's some good ones still trying, there's no good time.
Wow. Everybody okay over there? That's the Lone Bellow live in our studio with the song Good Times, which you will find on their brand new album called Half Moon Light. Zach Williams, lead vocals. I was fearing for your throat there at the end. I mean, this is some kind of classic cracked, you know, in flamenco they call it the torn throat sound, but... I guess you gotta really belt these things for some of the songs on the new record, because there's a big production that you need to sing over.
I don't know. I kind of just get lost in it. I don't know what happens after that. I've landed the plane now, and I feel okay.
All right. Kanine Pipkin singing and playing this thing that nobody knows what to call it. It's got the body of a resonator guitar and looks like the neck of a banjo. What's it strung with? Are those guitar strings, banjo strings? Do you know?
The sinews of thieves and gluttons. It's a Hellespun mixture of the bones of fornicators and the sinews of thieves and gluttons. It's a Fender. No, it's guitar strings.
Okay. All right, so we'll say that it's some member of the guitar family, and then Brian Elmquist on guitar, although he'll be switching to our piano shortly and more vocals. So, Brian, sure. Why, I mean, that song, Good Times, on the record, is a massive production. I mean, it almost sounds like Motown or Prince, you know.
Oh, thanks for that.
So is this how the song started, or did you have to then kind of reverse engineer the song to get it to this form?
This was a poem that Zach wrote a long time ago that I really enjoyed. And as we were starting to think about this this record and what we wanted to say, and we had like certain, you know, tent poles up trying to figure out which songs were going to like carry this record. My favorite thing about songs is when you can like just go into a story and pull it out instead of trying to make this huge thing that you can't grasp onto. Mm-hmm. And these are a lot of stories that he wrote about people that he heard and stuff like that. And Let No Good Time Slip Away was just like something I want to sing over and over again. So I'm really glad it made the record. We kind of pulled our sound back on some things for a reason. So when we got to this song, we're just going to go crazy. Yeah. And we did it, and it was yeah, awesome. And it was the only song that took like a couple hours to make.
Mm-hmm. This
all
is
the
one
other
of the
ones
last
were,
ones
yeah
that was this is one of the last ones we recorded. So by the time we got to this one, it was kind of like, let's have some fun.
Yeah,
yeah,
let's go to
release
town on this.
Yeah.
So when Brian says, you know, when we were deciding what we wanted to say, what was it that this album was meant to say?
There's a few lines in there swimming. I'll let you guys handle that.
What is the album meant to say?
Yeah, I mean, you know, when you were having those conversations about, you know, what we want to say with this record.
I think we wanted to celebrate joy and pain in equal measure. And so that song in particular is just a celebration of friendship and celebration of people who take risks and, you know, show up to their life every day. And that was something that is still really inspiring to all of us, you know, not getting stuck in and just feeling like your life is happening to you, but being proactive and trying to find the joy and the wonder in it all.
Yeah. The last time that you guys were here, you had just left your native home of Brooklyn and moved to Nashville.
Yeah.
Now, for this record, you went upstate to Aaron Dessner's studio, right?
Yeah.
Aaron Dessner of The National.
Mm-hmm.
And Zach, we talked a little bit about this last time, that, you know, when you change a place, that will often have a bearing on the music. Did you do much writing upstate, or are these more kind of Nashville songs?
These are definitely on the road songs. We're not home a terrible amount. And when we are, we're not writing. We're hanging out with family and, you know, quality time as much as we can. So these songs were written in London and Detroit and Chicago. And I have specific times when I remember songs being completed, and I can always remember what sidewalk I was on when I like went outside and was like, okay, I think that one just happened. But with your question regarding like the location being such a big part, this was the first time that we went back to a producer that we had worked with before. And after working with Aaron, we really formed an actual friendship. It wasn't just like, that was great, hope the music's successful. We like truly stayed in touch.
Mm-hmm.
So after moving down to Nashville and getting a feel of how the city is and stuff, it was fun making that Nashville record. But I think we all just longed to go back to something that we had grown accustomed to. And then when Big Red Machine came out, that Aaron did and Justin Vernon, I was like, I'm going to call Aaron. Are you guys okay with that? This record's insane.
It's a great record, yeah.
Yeah, but like going up there and sleeping at the studio, staying there, that was the first time we had ever stayed in one place for weeks at a time and made a record. So this record actually feels more like a time capsule to us than other records.
Okay. To me, too, it feels like a time capsule of, you know, maybe, as I said in introducing you, a kind of potential antidote for, you know, when it seems like everyone's at loggerheads. Mm. It's kind of like there's a song, Kaneen, called Count On Me that almost seems like a statement of intent, you know, that you need to be kind of supportive and reassuring and find ways to, I don't know, be kind to each other. I mean, it just seems like a kind of a...
Yeah.
That was one of the...
Fairly lame way to say it, but you guys say it much more.
No, that was definitely one of the songs where I was like, man, we have a lot of songs with a whole lot of lyrics. Let's see if we can do the brevity is the soul of wit kind of thing on this Count On Me song. Mm-hmm. I'm glad that you dug it.
Well, now, this next song you're going to play for us called Wonder, it name checks Graceland.
Mm-hmm.
Not the Elvis Presley home, but the Paul Simon record.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And on the album, you guys do some great harmonies that almost sound like that South African Isicathamiya style. Was that the intent there?
No, but we're going to take
it. No, but
I'll
take credit for it. That music is in all of our bones, though. Yeah. I can't tell you how many times I've worn that record out.
We tried some new things with the vocals instead of like always going to this like huge place that we can go to. We were trying to like let it sit and like almost like invite the listener in instead of you sit back and you're a spectator, like you're in the music with us. And so when Zach's like there, we could have room to be above and
well, and that's
weird.
That's really cool. That's how Ladysmith Black Mambazo sang on a lot of Gracelands, like that very, you know, they can do more than that little stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, and that's how we started the foundation of each song on this record, was we picked a tempo, picked a key, and then just hummed for like a few minutes, and then we'd hum again and hum again. And then when we were ready, that's when we would lay down the vocal. And then we started building the music on top of that. So with Wonder, we decided to keep that original foundation in there, and it like became like a soul part of the song, and I think maybe even of the record. So I'm glad we did.
All right. Well, let's hear how it sounds in this unplugged trio version, The Lone Bellow, here with us in our studio. The new album is called Half Moon Light. Band starts touring on the 12th, and that tour will bring them back to New York on April 17th. They'll be playing at Webster Hall, but for the moment, Brian's going to seat himself at our piano, and they'll play a version of the song called Wonder for us.
Sipping on cheap coffee, listening to Graceland, wondering if you'll ride me, wondering why my life is like that sad old country song our families used to hum to. I'm working on a letter that I will never send you. I'm riding in your pickup on our way to Bedlam, taking in the moonlight, waiting for the rain to come, crash out on our arms. Won't roll the windows up as a stone me stamps the street line. That memory of us, I've taken heavy back. I probably shouldn't take. I've wasted my time and let time waste away my days. Should I let go? Let go, wonder. I find it beyond the trees. Take away whatever bottle memory you had of me. Take the sorrow and the poison I dreamt that I might need. Take the battered broken parts I
thought that I might be, even there among the wreckage, make it easier to see. Take the drunken spirit calling, take the reason that I left, take the mistake of the falling, take the couch and take the chest, take away whatever hope I had. Every bag I probably shouldn't take, I've wasted my time and let time waste away my days. Should I let go of the one? Let go of the one? Should I let go?
Is the Lone Bellow with a song called Wonder, and at the beginning and in the middle and then again at the end you get a hint of the kind of the humming that Zach was talking about before that forms the basis of the recorded version. Zach, when you guys got together with Aaron Dessner to make this record, did you have it in mind that it would sound as different as it does? I mean, you've still got some small intimate acoustic songs, but then you have these big productions as well.
Mm. Yeah, absolutely. We went there already writing some melodies that were new territory for us, mm-hmm. for sure.
We had a whole trio tour where we didn't have to load in until like 5 o'clock every day, and every little theater had a piano. Mm. So like a lot of the songs were maybe started with a little hum or acoustic guitar, but everything kind of went through the piano. And that's one of my favorite things about it, because it just changed the way you sing, you know? And it was just a different way to look, a whole other perspective to look at the music, so.
I think, too, doing the trio tour, we had to rely so much on dynamics and nuance in the singing, so I think that really made it to the record, some things that we'd learned singing together and having no rhythm section and really nothing to hide behind. So we wanted the vocals to still feel really close and present and interesting and nuanced, but we were also like, I'm really ready for some drums and bass and horns and all that.
We're
so
really ready to rock.
We were pumped to jump back into that pool of sound.
Well, and we were also excited about, Aaron had the idea of bringing JT Bates on, who played drums for the Big Red Machine, and then also Josh Kaufman, whose new Bonnie Light Horseman album is amazing.
So good.
Yeah. I'm like almost obsessed with it.
Yeah.
Thomas and Hine.
So Aaron really wanted to do like a collaborative effort, and we did too. And I think that also led to just like that, the layers and the beauty of it all.
So I mentioned that you guys start touring on the 12th and come back here to New York on April 17th at Webster Hall. What form will that? Will you have the rhythm section?
And Full-on band.
Bells, whistles.
Okay.
Whistle bells.
Now, there are, on the record, three short tracks. There's an intro, an interlude, and a finale, which, for the most part, are just, it sounds like a clunky old attitude barroom piano with some singing at the very end. What is that?
So that's from my grandfather's funeral, and my grandmother hadn't played an in-tune piano in decades, but she has that old Gothic Southern style of playing. And we had hired a piano player to play the funeral, you know, and at the end of the funeral, and it was a beautiful funeral. He lived like a wonderful life. There's so many people there from our hometown celebrating his life. She asked her three sons to help her up to the piano and asked the guy to move out of the way and just slayed this medley. Starts with Uncloudy Day and goes on in. 3 months later, when we were at the studio, we had kind of joked around about the idea of doing like an intro, interlude, outro thing. And I remember that my dad had recorded it, so we got the sound. So that's the actual, that's from the funeral.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. You know, it's both a framing device, but it sort of sets this big kind of pop song palette in, you know, in the kind of roots. I mean, it has that kind of rootsy sound that the Lone Bellow has been known for as well.
Yeah, that was one of the reasons why I wanted to try to do it, is because it was like, this is where we're from, literally.
Yeah, so
where we're going.
What town was this?
Marietta, Georgia.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what's the story? I mean, there are some songs that have pretty obvious stories. There's a tune called Illegal Immigrant, which is, again, a wonderfully kind of supportive and reassuring song to someone who's obviously going through something in the tune. Well, what is the story behind the song you're going to do for us next called Just Enough to Get By?
Ooh, it's a song about my mom and... Brian had this kind of little buoyant melody he would sing from time to time. It was just enough to get by, like kind of loungy. And it was pretty happy, pretty peppy. But for some reason, this story about my mom came to my mind, and I like really wanted to write this story to that line and that melody. And it's just about she got raped when she was a teenager, 19, I think, and got pregnant from it, got sent away to have the baby, and then just like never talked about it. Like my whole life, I didn't know I had a half sister. I didn't know this had happened to my mom. And when I was in my mid 20s and about to move to New York from Beijing, I remember my mom Skyped me and she was like, "Hey, you know, they found my baby." And I was like, what are you talking about? And she laid out the whole story for me. And that began kind of 10 years of her reckoning with all of the fallout from having something really traumatic happen to you and then never working through it ever and keeping it secret. And she and my half-sister have a great relationship now. I have a great relationship with my half-sister, and it has this beautiful redemptive arc, but it's still a really hard story. And it's still, for me, it carries with it just a lot of complications. It's not like a neat Hallmark movie where everyone's fine in the end. And so it still takes work and it still takes a lot of processing. And I think writing this song for me was kind of my own processing of what I thought my mom might be going through. And I didn't bring it to her for a long time after I wrote it. And then finally I did. And she was like, I think you got it. I think you understand.
Wow.
So, yeah.
And so what happened to Brian's jaunty melody in the...
It's still jaunty.
Okay. No, the whole, I mean, I had a melody. I mean, it's the same melody, basically. It's just, it was about weed and whiskey. And to hear her perspective on it, it's incredible how one person can see something one way and then such an opposite perspective. And I'm so grateful that she took it, because it's like, those things don't even, I mean, you know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know. No, that's that opposite story. Ends of the spectrum. Yeah. But obviously, Kanine heard something in your weed and whiskey melody.
Yeah, yeah.
I can see through that facade.
All right.
I know you're dark.
I know you're dark.
We're speaking with and listening to The Lone Bellow. The new album, brand new, is called Half Moonlight. This song is on it. Let's hear a live performance of Just Enough to Get By.
Had to get away, spare yourself a little shame, just enough to get by, just enough to get by. Lonely, lovely little girl, born into a broken world, just enough to get by, just enough to get by. You can stay out of town for a couple of days, a couple of months till the storm rolls away. If silence is golden, I know a lot of wealthy women buying, must spend so bad, buy anything but freedom. Ooh. Dug a hole down on the floor, hide or hurt a little more, just enough to get by, just enough to get by. She's not to blame, just enough to get by, just enough to get by. You feel sorry for yourself, just give it a rest, forgive and forget, all works out for the best. Silence is golden, I know a lot of wealthy women buy him, must spend so them, buy anything but freedom, buy anything. So tell them what they want to hear, how much better that you feel, and they'll give you just enough to keep up. Keep up.
Once again, The Lone Bellow, Just Enough to Get By is the name of the song from their new album, Half Moonlight. Just the three of them playing it here in the studio. And, you know, on the record, that's another of the pieces that has a really big sound, especially at the end.
Yeah.
Is it intended as a kind of almost celebratory thing by the end?
It's supposed to be cathartic, for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Kanine, you when you were telling the story of your mom Skyping you, did you say you were moving from Beijing at the time?
Yeah.
What were you doing in Beijing?
For work, I was a textbook voice recorder.
A textbook?
So when you get a textbook and you have a CD in the back and it has like, lesson one, produce, or something like that. That's my voice. But I studied Chinese in school, and I just kind of went on a whim to study abroad. And that's where my husband and I started dating. Even though we'd known each other since, like, middle school, we both randomly kind of ended up there.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So you got something more than a hacking cough out of your time in Beijing.
Oh, man.
Well... The new album is full of surprises. It's a terrific record called Half Moonlight. The Lone Bellow Tour starts on the 12th. They will be back here on April 17th to play at Webster Hall with the full band. But Zach, Kaneen, Brian, it's always a pleasure to have you guys here with us in the studio. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having us.
This is Soundcheck.
Scared to fail. Clouds counting down. I think I got everything. Been a friend of trouble. After losing it all.
That's all for this Soundcheck podcast. Check us out at newsounds.org for other performances, in-studio videos, gig alerts, weekly music roundups, and more. Our technical director is Irene Trudell. Our associate producer is Karen Havlick. I'm John Schaefer. Thanks for being with us.